Welcome to the Divine Feminine CEO. I'm your host, Rachel Lowenhertz, and this podcast is your portal into yourself, your place in the world, and how you desire to show up as you. This is a place for you to be sovereign, to make change, to master your destiny, and create a life that's crazy aligned with who you're meant to be. But who is that? And how do you manifest her? Enter, my love, and discover. Hi, my love. Welcome back for the last episode in our series, Unveiling the Shadow Mother. If you haven't taken the Mother Change Quiz already, you can find it at motherchangequiz.com. Go take it and then listen to some of the episodes about our Phoenix Mothers, our Shadow Mothers, and then you can dive into this series on what it means to be a Shadow Mother and how she needs to be supported. And if you aren't a Shadow Mother, this series will be a wonderful way for you to learn how you can support the Shadow Mothers in your life, because I guarantee you know them. Even if you don't know you do, she's there and you know her. She might just be hidden in shadow. So that's why we are unveiling her in this series. And I'll talk about this more at the end, but in late October, I am opening up the first program that I've run in about a year because I've been on sabbatical to move through my own Shadow Mother initiation. I will be opening a program called Shadow Mother Empowerment. It's a 6-week journey that's designed to support the Shadow Mother as she blossoms into who she's meant to be, because there's no roadmap out there. Well, at least there wasn't until now. There wasn't a roadmap around how to not just heal from loss, but become empowered by it. It's not a quick process. It's not an easy process, but it is possible. And I promise the Shadow Mothers out there, and you might be one of them, are some of the most powerful women you'll ever meet. So today we're going to talk all about her gifts because, Shadow Mother. I love this mother. I mean, I'm biased. I've been through 2 shadow initiations myself. I've lost 3 daughters in my second trimester. And they've all transformed me in powerful ways. I had my Phoenix Mother initiation when I had my son, Gideon, but my 3 daughters, they made me a Shadow Mother. And it's a tender initiation. It's a raw one. It cracks you open. There's a void that's created when the womb is quickened by death. And I know that sounds heavy because the reality is, it is heavy. And you can probably hear the thunderstorm that's going on in the background as I record this. And it's the perfect backdrop for Shadow Mother because she has that thunderous potential. Sure, she has the darkness of the clouds too, but do you hear the strength of that thunder? The catalytic power of the lightning? I mean, that's Shadow Mother for you right there. And it's funny because her power is often hidden, in part because we don't see her. We don't tell her that it's okay to be seen, but also because on the surface level, her gifts seem soft and sweet. She is gifted with compassion, gratitude, and perspective because she's been into this darkness. She's walked through the woods. And that gives her a whole lot of perspective, especially if she has a living child after her loss, because then she becomes a rainbow mother. Because you have a primary mother change type as well as a secondary, and that gives you a unique flavor of what your role and path in life is. But when Shadow Mother moves through her healing, and she's able to really embrace the light that's in her life, the perspective that she has gives her gratitude that is unparalleled. It gives her deep compassion and understanding for all flavors of struggle. So if you're going through a hard time in your life, you want to be friends with the Shadow Mother. You really do, because she will be able to hold space for you. She will have true empathy for you and true love. Not everybody can do that. And I say this with no judgment at all. It's simply that when you've walked through your own darkness, and not all darkness, not all shadow initiations are through pregnancy loss, but when you've been through that depth of pain and darkness, it becomes very easy and very natural to hold that compassion for others going through the same. Whether they're going through a pregnancy loss or not, it could be an illness in the family, it could be another form of loss. Shadow mother is uniquely able to identify with pain, to understand pain, and to provide the balm to the soul that is feeling pain. It's funny because my whole life, really, people have come to me for advice and for solace, but particularly since I lost my girls, whenever someone's going through a hard time, they call me. They call me when they're going through really dark, scary stuff, and they say, "I'm sorry I haven't reached out in a while, but I didn't know who to turn to. I knew you would understand." I hear this again and again and again, whether it's, "I think I'm going to go through a divorce," or "I'm losing a child," or "I'm having marital troubles," or "I have a child who is seriously ill." I get the call because they know that I know how to hold space and how to respond. And that's a gift. I mean, that is a profound gift that I was not endowed with before I lost my children. That is a gift that I have learned out of necessity, that I've learned through the depth of my own experience. Because Shadow Mother, in moving through her own loss and her own pain, her healing, oh, she comes into wisdom. And this is where the lightning and the power of the thunder start to come in. She comes into wisdom and she comes into strength. Essentially, she becomes the wounded healer. And if you're familiar with this archetype, this paradigm, essentially the wounded healer is one who heals from their experience. They've had the wound, so they know how to heal it in you because they had to learn it for themselves. There's no more potent healing than the one that comes from the one who has healed. And Shadow Mother, you now have this gift. Whether or not you've healed fully, you've started the process, you have the gift. So the tip that I'll offer in this episode, which is all about celebrating Shadow Mother for her gifts, is to, if you are a Shadow Mother, claim your crucible. And if you aren't one, but you know one, help her claim her crucible. So what is a crucible? Well, if you think about blacksmithing, I think there are modern blacksmiths. They probably use crucibles too. I think my husband does when he's building computers and needs to shape parts and things like that. But essentially it's a vessel and you hold the vessel over a fire and you put some metal in it and you melt it and it turns into liquid. And then you pour the metal into a different shape. The idea of a crucible is that when we go through an initiation, particularly one that is difficult or traumatic, it shapes us completely, depending on what it is. It breaks us down, certainly does for Shadow Mother. And then we have this goo. And for a lot of us, the goo phase can be kind of lengthy. Super painful. It's usually the phase, especially for the Phoenix Mother, where she has no idea who she is. It's very overwhelming. She doesn't know how she's going to move through it. And for Shadow Mother, that's usually the phase where she is in the trauma, in the healing process, and she doesn't know how she'll come out the other side. But the thing about the crucible is that you do come out the other side eventually, and you actually have some control over what shape you come out in. You can't prevent yourself from going into the crucible, but you can steer your way through it. And this is where Shadow Mother gets to really see and appreciate the gifts that she's been endowed with. Because once she realizes that she's going to be changed forever, whether she works with it or not, she can choose the path of power. She can choose the path of claiming those gifts. So compassion for others, gratitude for the good things in her life, perspective and the ability to realize that things aren't always what they seem on the surface. You know, people who look at me probably think, I've had people ask me before if I'm the nanny because I look youthful. I have my maiden form in some ways. My belly is certainly more stretched out than it used to be, but in a lot of ways, motherhood has tread lightly upon my skin. People don't know that I have birthed 4 children. When Shadow Mother claims her gifts, she is able to step into the power that comes with them. And the perspective is realizing that things aren't always what they seem on the surface. So Shadow Mother knows that just because something looks like it's okay doesn't mean that it is. And she's able to sense when things are not okay. She's more attuned to the subtle energies that are around her. She's probably more empathic than she used to be. And then finally, the most potent, powerful gift of the Shadow Mother is that of the Creatrix. Because when Shadow Mother loses her pregnancy, she has a void in her space of creation in her womb. And in healing her womb, her soul, something has to come into that void. And I remember after I lost my daughter, Rebecca, I felt the void very, very keenly. Very keenly. I had trouble connecting to my passion for work. I didn't want to create, and I'm a very natural creator. And it was only through the healing process that I not only got my creative fire back, but all the layers around my soul, around who I really authentically was and what I was uniquely here to do, well, those all fell away. They were melted away in the crucible. And when Shadow Mother moves through this process, she finds what I call her soul song. And what I mean by this is she finds the essence of who she is. She discovers the gifts that her soul is uniquely equipped with as a result of her life experience, not just her career experience, not just what's on her resume or the skills that she tried to acquire. And those are important too. But she gets to the deeper stuff too. And it's those deeper gifts that ultimately will yearn to be expressed in her work, in the way that she communicates with you, with her friends, with her family. And if she doesn't express those gifts, she's going to feel stifled. Because when Shadow Mother ultimately, at the end of her journey, steps into the guise of the Creatrix, what she is able to create has such thunderous power behind it. And the reason for this is, well, part of it's the strength that she's gained through this experience. She has steel in the core of her being. She does. She's been to the darkness. Things don't scare her as much. She knows what it's like when things go south in the worst possible way. And she is strong because she's come through it. But also, she's more in touch with her creation center. She has wisdom that flowed through it. And so when she chooses to create, whether it's in her day job or her corporate job, or, you know, if she's a full-time homemaker, she has purpose. What is that purpose? How does it want to express itself for her? Her gifts that are uncovered when she claims her crucible are what yearn to be self-expressed. And in the mother change system that I take women through, we do this in quite a few steps. I mean, I'm really just touching the tip of the iceberg in this little show, but first we claim the crucible so that you can find the gifts that you've come into. And yes, the shadow initiation is one of them, but you might have 10 crucibles that you've gone through in your life. And all of them have yielded soul level gifts, not just the gifts that you learned at the Ivy League if you went there like me. And I laugh at that now because my gifts of life are so much more potent and powerful than the things that I used to think mattered. But once you claim those gifts, then in the Mother Change system, we look at your essence. And that's essentially the ways that you want to express yourself that you probably don't even realize are part of you. And they're like the lens through which your gifts will come to life. So for Shadow Mother, yes, she might have the gifts of compassion and gratitude and perspective and probably some others based on how she went through her unique crucible. She will bring those to life through her own essence. Now, that's something that we're not going to get into in Shadow Mother Empowerment. Our focus for the 6-week program that I'm opening up in late October is really all about moving through the healing and claiming the crucible, because that has to be the first step. You have to have claimed your crucible before you can get into any of the essence work. That's work that we do once that's already complete, and it's part of the complete mother change system. And right now I'm only taking one-on-one VIP clients through that complete work. Probably sometime in 2022, I will open up something that's a little more broadly accessible. You're welcome to reach out if you're interested in doing that work now. But if you are a Shadow Mother, I invite you from the bottom of my heart to come join Shadow Mother Empowerment. And the reason for this is, my love, I have the roadmap for you. I have the roadmap. So whether your loss was yesterday or 15 years ago, it's still a loss. And if you are listening to this episode, or you're thinking of some Shadow Mother that you know while listening to this episode, chances are you or they need this work. And what we will be doing in the dark part of the year, which energetically is the perfect time of year to do this deep inner healing work, is we will be getting you witnessed. We will be doing some ceremony and ritual to honor you and honor your loss. And these are ceremonies that you'll be crafting so it can be personal and done with whoever you want, if that feels right for you. We will be talking all about the science behind healing and giving you just some really practical, easy ways to integrate that into your life. And if you didn't listen to the episode on unveiling the Shadow Mother, the focus on healing, go ahead and listen to that one. I have a nice little tip for you in there. And then finally, we will be claiming your crucible and figuring out what are the gifts that you've come through this experience with. This is important because you are a Shadow Mother, my love, or you know a Shadow Mother, and you deserve to be celebrated for the person that you are on the other side of this experience. You deserve to feel empowered by this life-changing experience that you've been through. You do, and it's possible for you. You have unique soul-level gifts that have been polished. You're a sparkly diamond now. You are the carbon that was put under pressure and is now a sparkly diamond. Or at least, I know you want to be. So come join me. It's going to be a beautiful program. I'm going to be taking, hopefully, just a small group of women so that we can create a really beautiful circle to go through this process together. And normally, to get this level of support, I would charge thousands of dollars, but I've made the price point super, super accessible. Because this is probably the only time I'll teach this live in this type of setting. And it's really, really important to me that you are supported, Shadow Mother, because you're important and we need you. You are powerful and you have so much potential. You just have an extra journey to get there. And you probably don't have anyone holding your hand through that journey. I know, because I've done it multiple times, and the first time it was brutal. The second time I knew what to do, but it still hurt like heck. And now I'm ready to guide you. I never had a me when I was going through my own Shadow Mother initiations. I didn't have a me, but my love, you have a Rachel. So please call upon me, use me. I am here, and this is part of my sacred work in the world. And truly, it's my privilege to be able to support you and the other Shadow Mothers in my life through this, because I moved through my own crucibles. And on the other side, this is a gift that I am empowered with. I am empowered to lead you, to guide you, to find your healing, to help you honor the journey that you've been on, and to claim your crucibles, because honestly, you're a badass. And I know that the people around you don't necessarily see that right now. You may not let them see it, and that's okay. But I do want you to feel like the powerful woman that you are. So I invite you to come join me. You can check it out at uncorporette.com/shadowmother. That's uncorporette.com. Oh, sorry. I got that wrong, actually. It's uncorporette.com/shadowmotherempowerment. Shadow Mother Empowerment. So come check it out. I would love to welcome you. We will be kicking off, I believe, the last week in October. I want to say it's the week of October 26th. I could be wrong. I'll have to go check my calendar. But if you check out the site, it'll have the correct dates on it. So if you're not a shadow mother, share this with a shadow mother. Please, I beg of you. I promise she wants to hear from you. She wants to hear that you're thinking of her and that you recognize her journey. You recognize the strength of her initiation and that you believe she has power and potential waiting for her on the other side, because I know that she does. And it's okay if you don't know that for yourself. The important thing is that you see her and you tell her, you show her that you can see her. And you can do that by sharing Shadow Mother Empowerment with her. So that's uncorporette.com/shadowmotherempowerment. I love you all, my beautiful, beautiful mamas in this community, supports of mamas, friends of mamas, shadow mothers, phoenix mothers, legacy mothers, power mothers, their spouses, their kids, their lovers. We are all one big village here, and we can't do it alone. So today, let's think of the shadow mothers, let's support her, and I will talk to you all soon. Goodbye for now, my loves. Thanks for joining me on this journey to sanctity, sovereignty, and sustainability. You bring such joy to my soul, and I want to hear from you. You can tag me on Instagram at uncorporette or email me anytime at rachel@uncorporette.com. I love to hear from you, and I create for you, so please reach out. And finally, if this episode was meaningful for you, please leave me a review. This is how others will find the podcast. And as you know, it's my mission to activate the divine feminine CEOs I know will change the world. You're one of them, my love. So thanks for being here.